Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably, and you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, especially we get a chance to bring our good friend Steve Martin back on the show. Steve is an original founding member of our Brain Trust. We've already had his 16th anniversary. He's the guy that we turn to when we want to become better CEOs of our small business, especially when we want to drive profit to the bottom line. He's the author of Instant Profits, Making Your Business Pay, and Achieving World-Class Profit Improvement. And he's our good friend, Steve Martin. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you very much. It's always great to be with you.
Good to have you back. And he's also a SCORE volunteer extraordinaire, ladies and gentlemen. What that means is he gives back, and he does it aplenty. Steve, thanks again for being here. Thanks for your leadership. One of the things I know you want to talk about today is getting small business owners' heads outside their four walls, getting their vision and their thinking about the future, getting it outside their four walls, right?
Yes, Jim. As much as we hate to recognize the fact, the world is changing, and the world is changing faster and faster. And
right.
Things that are happening globally actually have an impact on what's going on our own main streets.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to think about that.
Well, that's exactly right, and what's creating is, you know, there was a time, Steve, when you could just sort of pay attention to your industry, follow the developments of your industry, and even if they were global developments, you could sort of see the implications for your business. But today, the next challenge could come from an industry that didn't exist 5 years ago.
Yes, there's no question about that. Just look at the television you have in your house. That flat panel TV, particularly the newer models, didn't even exist five, six
right.
years ago.
Yeah, you don't hang them anymore. You paint them on the wall almost, don't you?
That's absolutely right. And you think about all of the little industries and large industries that we're dependent on the design and sourcing of those televisions. Many of them are actually gone at this point.
Well,
when was the last time you took your VCR in for repair?
Yeah, no, you just throw it away. You don't get it repaired. Here's a quote here's a line from a report that you called my attention to, Management Intuition for the Next 50 Years. Here's a line that I want to read. The world ahead will be less benign, with more discontinuity and assumptions giving way and seemingly powerful business models being upended. I'm going to read that again. The world will be less benign, with more discontinuity and assumptions giving way and seemingly powerful business models becoming upended. And that's what's... A lot of small businesses right now are feeling frustrated and a little frightened by what's going on. Some of it is their own lack of paying attention to what's going on right now in the world. And some of it is the world's just moving a little faster than what they can keep up with.
Yeah, absolutely, Jim. And I think that there's a certain amount of fear engendered by this rapid change and a rightful concern that maybe there's not much we can do about it.
And as I know you've thought a lot about this, I've thought a lot about it, Steve, and the best thing, what do you think is the best thing that they can do? Is there a way to simplify this thing to minimize the upending of our businesses as much as possible? What is a simple approach?
Well, it's simple, but it's still complex, Jim. I think that we have to... When we build our plans, our operating plans for the next 1, 2, 3 years for our own businesses, we have to take the time to think about what those disruptions in the global economy are going to mean for our business.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to start taking some actions to put ourselves in a position where we might be able to respond, react, or actually move in advance of those changes.
Well, go ahead, Bishop.
It might be as simple as finding another supplier or a different product line.
Mm-hmm.
As you may be very, very happy with exactly what you've been doing for the last 5 years, but if you see a shift in where things are going globally, mm-hmm. you may have to move ahead of it.
I know of a person that can answer all of your questions, folks, and you know them too. You know him or her too. We'll come back. We're going to talk about that person, those people who can tell you what you should be doing tomorrow, a year from now, 5 years from now. Stay with us.
If you run a business, you know.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.